Secret Service will say it's not so. On Jack Callahan, Fox News, two Secret Service agents say they are willing to testify to Congress to directly refute Tuesday's testimony to the January 6th committee by a former White House aide who says she was told that former President Trump demanded to be taken to the Capitol on January 6th of last year and lunged at the steering wheel in the presidential vehicle when he was told he could not. Cassidy Hutchinson telling the panel,
I remember feeling frustrated, disappointed, and really, it felt personal. It was really sad.
Agent Bobby Engel, who was then head of the president's security detail, and the agent who was driving the vehicle, are prepared to say those things did not happen. It's not clear if the committee will hear their testimony. The former president calling Hutchinson a total phony and says her testimony was untruthful. Primary election day in several states Tuesday. New York, Congressman Lee Zeldin has won the GOP nomination to run for governor. Kathy Hochul, who became governor when Andrew Cuomo was forced to quit last year, has been nominated by the Democrats. In Illinois, in a battle of GOP incumbents in a redrawn district, the fight ends with first-term Congresswoman Mary Miller beating sixth-term Republican Rodney Davis. In Nebraska, State Senator Mike Flood has won the special election to fill the unexpired term of Congressman Jeff Fortenberry, who resigned after being convicted of lying to federal agents about campaign contributions. Five more people trapped in that smuggler's truck in Texas have died. That makes 51 fatalities from Monday's tragedy. Texas Republican Congressman Pat Fallon says the immigration system is being abused.
Basically, we're going to have a de facto open border because what these NGOs and what the progressives are telling the folks that migrate illegally to the country is to claim asylum.
Wall Street Tuesday, the Dow dropped 491 points. NASDAQ fell 343. The S&P 500 down 78 points. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
An advisory panel to the FDA is recommending modified booster shots against the Omicron variant of the coronavirus.
The FDA panel says a booster program for the fall should be initiated to prevent a COVID-19 surge. The idea is to create a combination shot that protects against the highly contagious Omicron variant. The decision comes as more recent offshoots of Omicron, BA4 and BA5, account for the majority of new cases across the nation. Pfizer and Moderna have been working on formulations of their respective vaccines that combat the mutations, as has a third company, Novavax. Advisors to the World Health Organization say the new formulations should work as boosters, but shouldn't replace vaccines already available. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Former Jeffrey Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell sentenced Tuesday to 20 years in prison and a $175,000 fine for her conviction for helping Epstein find underage girls for sexual contact. Her attorney, Bobby Sternheim, says the wrong person is headed to jail.
We all know that the person who should have been sentenced today escaped accountability, avoided his victims, avoided absorbing their pain and receiving the punishment he truly deserved.
That, of course, would be Epstein, who hanged himself in prison rather than face trial. Maxwell plans to appeal her conviction. The Tennessee man wanted for shooting a suburban Nashville police officer on Monday has been shot and killed in a shootout with state police in Kentucky. In British Columbia, Canada, two gunmen have been killed and six police officers wounded in a shootout following an attempted bank robbery. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.